This magazine is so going downhill. It used to be 30 tips for giving a great blowjob, and now it's only 10. Ugh. Oh, hey. She's not home right now. She went out to go get some groceries or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I have everything I need. Have a good day. It's been fine. I'm so used to being busy all the time that I don't really know what to do when I have summers off. You know what I mean? It's the thing of like between class and work and going out. I'm always busy when I'm at school. So being home for the summer is just kind of like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. No, I'm having a great time. It's actually really nice to have gone somewhere else for vacation this year. Normally, I just go back to my house and hang out with my parents and my little brother at the lake. And ugh, once you've done that so many summers, it kind of loses the appeal, you know? Plus, your daughter is my best friend. And I mean that in every sense of the word. She's the only person that I can hang out with that I don't instantly get tired of, you know? So, are you enjoying your summer? Well, sorry, it's kind of awkward. Isn't this the first, like, year after your divorce? Sorry, yeah, that's none of my fucking business, so completely don't answer that. Sorry, she kind of told me, and I had come over here that one time for dinner. Yeah, and your wife was obviously here, and now she's not. So, yeah, you know, two and two, but she did tell me. Sorry, we can pretend like this never happened. I mean, unless you need to talk about it, and then I would totally listen. Okay. Well, I guess if you're, like, good and not having issues, there is something that I kind of wanted to talk to you about. Oh, no, it's not anything like that. It's of more of a personal nature, so I'm kind of glad she isn't home. Aw, thanks. I know I could tell you anything, yeah? Okay. Well, see, the thing is, I've been having this weird occurrence. Every time I do my laundry, which is once a week, and normally on the same day, I keep losing things. No, not like socks. It's really specific. See, I have these panties, right, that I bought in a set, and they're rainbow. You know, blue, purple, pink, red, orange, yellow, you get the picture. And one by one, I've been losing them, and it's really the damnedest thing, because it isn't like I'm losing them to the dryer monster, you know, where socks go, but it's after I've washed them, and then I take them back to the guest room, and I wear them, and then I put them back in the basket to wash, and then when laundry day rolls around, and I go pull everything out, they're always gone. Just one pair. It's so weird. Because at first I was like, maybe I'm dropping them behind the dryer. Or I'm just forgetting it and I don't actually wear them and I'm losing my mind. But then something really funny happened. Last week, it was purple panty day, so I put them on, and I wore them, and at the end of the day, I set them on top of the basket. You know, switch it up, see if there's a variable for my hypothesis. And then I went out like I normally do to get my groceries, And I came back, except I came back a bit earlier than I said that I would. And do you know what I saw? See, the thing is, I think you do know. I saw you leaving my room with my panties in your hand. I mean, you can try and deny it if you want. I know I saw you because you've been doing it this whole time, haven't you? Oh, come on. Just be honest, because when you went on your little date last week, I went into your room. Please, don't act so fucking affronted. You're the one who's stealing your daughter's best friend's panties, okay? Like I was saying, I went into your room and I opened that drawer, you know, the one that's like on the side of your dresser. So convenient. And do you know what I found in there? All of my missing panties. So you can understand the kind of stress I'm under. Do I just not say anything at all? Even though that are my favorite panties and that's really fucking weird? Or do I run the risk of really upsetting your daughter when I tell her how much of a pervert her dad is? It's really a conundrum. So I've been thinking it over and trying to figure out the best solution. You know, the solution that benefits me and, well, me and then your daughter. Because, like I said, she's my best friend. I do love her. And I would hate for her to find out that her father was perving on her best friend. So, what do you have to say for yourself? Oh, please. Let's be adults about this, okay? Because that's what we are. So let's not act like we're children and you're acting like, oh, I don't know what happened to them. You do, okay? We could go in your room right now and open your little secret drawer and out would pop all of my panties, purple, green, blue, yellow, like fucking Skittles. So, are we done playing that game? Good. It's a good thing that we're alone right now, you know? That way we can have this talk without having to worry about anybody overhearing us. Here's the thing. I know that you're probably going through a really difficult time with your divorce and getting back into the dating scene, having your daughter home for the summer without your ex-wife, and having her best friend. I'm sure that it's a lot, right? Yeah. I figured as much. I'm not unreasonable, okay? I just wanted a straight answer. That helps me come to a better conclusion. What? No, of course I'm not going to tell on you. It'll be our little secret. See, now that I know that you're a gigantic pervert who likes stealing my panties and doing God knows what with them, it makes our relationship a little bit different. See, you know me on a really personal level now, one that I don't really know anybody else does. You, besides me, have the second closest relationship with my panties. So, I mean, what's the deal, huh? Is that your thing? You just want the panties? Or do you want what was in the panties? Be honest. What do I mean? Oh my God. Older men can be so tedious. Do you want my pussy or you just want the panties? Look, I'm I'm hip to things, okay? I know why people like panties. But my point is that just what you're after? Or were you compensating because you didn't think that you could have what was in the panties? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? Doesn't that feel so much better? Just saying it. Saying that you liked to think about my pussy. It makes things so much easier, right? So, now I have to ask you, what took you so long? I mean, what took you so long? Oh my God, you're completely oblivious. I think it's because you were married way too long. I think you're fucking hot. I would have never acted on it because, again, daughter, best friend, all of that shit, and you were married. But now you're not. And she's not home. And over the past year, I've been really dabbling more into the older man thing, and I have to be honest with you, I'm really into it. So, of course, I've seen you outside doing your yard work, and you take your shirt off, and it gives me nice mental images to take away. Oh my gosh, you're so cute. You think I'm joking? Okay. Rewind. Last week, you had your friends over for your little guy night or whatever. And you guys started playing horseshoe in the backyard. Well, it's summer. You got hot. You took your shirt off. And I watched you for a couple minutes before I went to bed. And then I got in my bed and I took off those panties that you like so much, tossed them aside, and put my hand between my legs and started rubbing my pussy, thinking about you. Mm-hmm. It was really hot watching you do that. You have really nice hands. So I kept thinking about how much bigger your fingers are than mine. How much thicker they would feel pumping in and out of my tight little pussy. Because it is tight. Mm-hmm. Do you want to feel it? Yeah? You want to touch my pussy? Yeah, right now. When are we gonna have other free time together? Come here. What do you think she would say if she walked in on me kissing her daddy? Huh? Do you think she'd be outraged or jealous? Well, your ex-wife is an idiot. You're really good with your mouth. But I promised you something better than panties, didn't I? And it wasn't kissing. So, if I just move my yoga shorts to the side. Look. There is your prize. The pretty little pink pussy that's been sitting in those panties you love so much. Go ahead. Touch it. I want you to. Oh, sorry. It's just I have this thing about men that are bigger than me, so seeing your big hand next to my pussy like that hit a little chord. Sorry. go ahead. Doesn't that feel nice? It's so smooth and soft. It feels good. Yeah. You like patting my pussy, daddy? I hope you don't mind. It feels right, don't you think? Don't you like it when I call you daddy? Look at me when I say it. Look at me while you stroke my pussy and I call you daddy. You like the way my lips look when I say it? You know, I think you should take your index finger and press it between my puppy little lips. Can you do that for me? Yeah. Oh, fuck. watching your thick finger disappear inside my pussy is so nice. You feel how wet it is for you? Yeah. Don't you want to press it all the rest of the way in? Please. Yeah. Do it for me. You know, if I had thought this through, oh my god, I would have worn a pair of panties for you while you finger fucked me. Let you keep them. You like that? Maybe next time. Yeah. Oh, you wanna put two fingers inside me, daddy? Okay. Oh, your fingers are so thick. I don't know if I can take it.
Oh my god.
I can take it. Yeah, put your fingers. Yeah, like kissing me while you finger fuck my pussy. Yeah. You know what? I want you to keep stealing my panties. You should watch me from outside the door grinding. You wanna watch me masturbate, daddy? You're such a pervert. Oh my god, yeah. Right there, come please. Oh, I wanna come. I feel so full. Yeah. Oh, coming on your fingers feels so much better than mine. Oh, don't pull them out yet. Don't you move. Now. Like sucking on your big fingers. This. You're so. That won't do. I think you're way overdue for a blowjob. And as much because I'd really like to straddle you and ride your cock till you come deep inside me. I think she's gonna be home soon, so will you settle for a blowjob? Of course I want to. Oh man, being married definitely made you forget how fucking hot you are. And how any woman would be lucky to put that cock in her mouth. So, come on, down with them. Yes, right here on the couch. Doesn't it make it more fun that she could walk in and see us? Do you think she'd be scandalized? Or would she drop her bags and watch? Come on, let's see it. I've been dreaming about your cock for so long. I need to see. You definitely don't disappoint, do you, Daddy? Yeah. So nice. You have such a perfect cock. Do you want to see it disappear between my lips? Yeah. Should I get on my knees? Okay. fuck. careful. Oh, I'm just licking it. I love licking it and feeling the veins. You have such a nice cock, Daddy. I bet you know how to use it too, don't you? You're gonna show me that this summer. Yeah. You're gonna show me what the perverse steals my panties can do with this cock. You know, if you're good, I'll let you film it. Wouldn't you like that? Have something to go back and masturbate to once I'm gone? You know? You want me to fuck my face on your cock, Daddy? Yeah. Tell me you want it. Fuck, you taste so good. No, go ahead. You can wrap your hands in my hair. Show me how to suck your cock like a good girl. Such a gentleman. Of course you can come in my mouth. Yeah, I'm gonna swallow it. Yes, Daddy. Please come in my mouth. Shit. Well, you just fucking drown me with it. You must have really needed that. Oh shit. I guess I missed a couple drops on my dress. Oh well. Something to keep. Oh yes, I'm being serious. The dress that I wore the first time I sucked your cock. I guess we'll have to get you panties. Maybe panties that I wear the first time that you fuck me. Would you like that? Of course you would, you pervert. That was a lot of fun, though. We should clean up and then make plans. We definitely need to get you where you can fuck me the way that I know you want to without having to worry about anybody else. See you later, Daddy.